ओम शांति। The other day we were seeing about the magical spell by Maya. We were discussing some of the things of hypnosis. In hypnosis, the conscious mind is totally made silent and all the suggestions are given straight to the subconscious mind. So there is an increased suggestibility and the person starts behaving in the manner he is given the instructions. So we were discussing how the vices, they also hypnotize us. All these vices and all the different forms of Maya, they behave very much like an hypnotist hypnotizing a subject. They are so potent, so strong, that the person who is hypnotized doesn't know anything and he starts behaving in that manner. And then there is repentance, and then there is realization. And then person tries to check and change. There's one Avyakta Murli in 1977 where Baba was talking about the importance of time. And he said there are four steps. The first is you do something wrong. The second is you realize that you have done wrong. The third is you repent for the wrongdoing. And the fourth is you check and change. So these are the four steps Baba described in that Murli, that even to do all these things is a wastage of time. Because time is so important in this confluence age, it is compared to a treasure. So to do any one of these things, to do something wrong deliberately when one doesn't want to do, and more often than not it happens that all the wrongdoings, even while we are doing, we know that it's wrong, but somehow some force is there, some addiction, some force of habit that we can't stop ourselves. In the same Murli Baba said, you do these four things. You do, then you realize you have done wrong, afsos, and then you repent, pashchatap, and then you check and change. And Baba said, when asked, children say, this is my habit or my nature. Because out of repetition, this has become habit or nature or addiction, you can say. So, what makes one do wrong when he knows that it is wrong? What is that force? There's some force definitely, and that force is the force of repetition or the force of habit or the force of addiction or but person also has got a strong sense of logic which tells him not to do it. So he's split. One mind, he's in two minds. One mind says do it, another mind says do not do it. So he's caught in this dilemma of doing and not doing. And ultimately he ends up doing it and undergoes these four steps. So, how to get rid of this? And the other day we were discussing about Maya. So, how does this Maya work? What happens? This Avyakta Vani is very good. If you want, you can read 23rd April 77, where Baba has described these four stages. So, the other day we were discussing about hypnosis. So, it is the spell cast by those vices. And under the influence of that spell, under the influence of that hypnosis, person starts doing some all these things wrong. So we had seen few type of hypnosis or the components of hypnosis. Today we'll see few more components. So we had seen few. The remaining ones are hyperamnesia. What is hyperamnesia? Hyperamnesia is increased memory, vivid memory, where person recalls everything like A and B. A has hypnotized B and now B starts recalling all those things which were of the past. So what is the hypnosis by Maya or hyperamnesia? Amnesia, the word amnesia means something related to memory. When we say amnesia means loss of memory. So heightened memory of all the body conscious acts, actions, all the past sins, subtle sins, one remembers them. And the moment one remembers them, a desire comes to repeat that. Past temptations, past events, past addictions. So the moment one remembers, even remembrance leads to desire for repetition. For example, a smoker is there and a lot of efforts he has made. And from last 2 months he has given up smoking. He doesn't smoke. Now if he is hypnotized, he is made to think of that memory or the psychosomatic pleasure which he gets by smoking. So he will start remembering those days of smoking and he will develop a desire to repeat that. So in spite of the fact that 2 months were absolutely free from smoking, no memory even, and suddenly the desire arises to repeat it in a similar manner. Suppose this is a past vicious life and now one is into Gyan for a very long time and leading a very pure life. The hypnosis of the Maya is such that it makes one to remember those previous things and to repeat those things. And then the 4 steps. To do, to realize, to repeat, to check and to change. But there is again a lot of time which is needed for all of these things. And even one changes, so the change remains for 10 days, 20 days, few months. Again a new hypnotic spell and is made to remember those things and repeat. You know, one thing about vices, they induce addiction. They induce addiction. That's why it's so difficult to give them up. Whether it is lust or anger or avarice or ego. A person has become absolutely egoless for many months together and suddenly he is made to remember some egoistic works which he did. The same ego comes back. Even the process of churning of addiction induces addiction. Suppose a person is there and he smokes and he starts thinking what I should do, that I should not smoke. The very thought that I should not smoke induces the desire to smoke. That's why it's a trap. That's why in addiction a third person is needed. Person alone on his own, it is possible, but most of the time a third person is needed. Some help, some medical help, some rehab center, some institution where he goes and stays. Simply on his own, only few people can do, not all. Even for smoking, very, very difficult. In our OPD, every day we see so many patients in Mount Abu. Is full of alcoholics, young alcoholics, and their parents are so much disturbed and the whole family is destroyed and they keep on admitting and they remain okay for 3 months, 4 months, and then again they come back. Because addiction is such a thing, if any disturbance comes in life, person goes to that addiction. Person is depressed, addiction is remembered. Person fails, addiction is remembered. Person is jilted by some lover, addiction is remembered. Lust has actually nothing to do with, for example, lust, it has nothing to do with failure in life. But when there is a failure, person remembers and person goes into this. He fails in interview, it has nothing to do with lust, but that is the trigger for lust. Any failure, any depression, any sadness, any loneliness, any illness, sickness, person is sick, physically weak. These are strange phenomena of psychology. Person, this thing has nothing to do. We say that lust, the triggers are sensual materials. There is no sensual material. There is no even remembrance. But these things, feeling weak, person wants release. So lust becomes a release phenomenon, but a pseudo release. So it's difficult to know and understand. But all these things, psychologists have tried to understand these all complex processes. But even those who tried to understand, they also came under the influence of this. Sigmund Freud had done the maximum work on subconscious mind, but he himself was not free from the influence of subconscious mind. So it is not just the intellectual understanding of these vices which frees one from them. If you study Dadis, they have not studied any book of psychology. They have not studied any Eastern Western philosophy. They do not know of any stories. They do not know of any books. They do not quote any philosopher. But they are free from vices. How come? Without understanding them to that extent to which philosophers understood. Because philosophers understood, but they were still under the influence of vices. There has to be some other way to get rid of these vices. And that way is spirituality. And that way is soul consciousness. And that way is that detached observership. And that way is love of God. When one is risen from this platform of body consciousness. Because no matter how hard you try to understand, you are within the orbit of body consciousness when you try to understand. So you intellectually you can give a class on subconscious mind and what is lust and what is addiction and how to get rid of addiction. But the person who does the de-addiction courses, who gives de-addiction courses, he himself may be addicted to something. He is teaching others how to de-addict from smoking, alcohol, but he himself is addicted to internet. Law of attraction is little different, but we are rather discussing something more related to addiction. Repetition. A single repetition of lust induces addiction. Law of attraction is little different. That is different. Law of attraction means whatever you think that goes in the atmosphere, that comes back to you. That is law of attraction. This is more of a repetition. Any act which is done multiple times. For the example, a thief is there, he goes to steal something. First time, there are pricks of conscience. After some time, second, third, fourth time, then he doesn't feel those pricks of conscience. He does it unabashedly. Shamelessly, he goes and does all those things. First time doing wrong, one is little hesitant. But one keeps on doing, that hesitancy goes away. So, this is very subtle to understand. And so, hyperamnesia. Hyperamnesia means in heightened memory, heightened remembrance of things. Person remembers those things. And this is the spell of Maya. So, this is what is known as hyperamnesia. Second, which we had seen last time, ideomotor, ideosensory activity. What is this ideosensory activity? Ideosensory activity means person A is hypnotizing B and he tells him there is cold and he feels cold. There is no cold and he feels your nose is bleeding and he tries to hold his nose. And he says your back is itching and he tries itching. So whatever suggestions are given, the person feels they are true and he starts acting according to that. In the similar manner, all the vices, they induce this ideosensory activity. False suggestion given and we accept them as true. Suggestions of inferiority complex or suggestions of diffidence. Diffidence is something opposite of confidence. That you can't do this, it is very difficult. So all these things, they induce this. The third, which we had seen last time, is post-hypnotic responses. Even when the hypnotic spell is finished, the effect lasts. The next is ideomotor responsiveness. Ideomotor is something even higher. Even here, once, for example, a torch is focused on the eyes, the pupils contract. So, there is no torch and yet pupils contract. For example, there is something known as Meynes reflex. For example, if I do like this, we blink the eye. Now nobody does it, but still the person blinks. That is because of hypnosis. So, things which are not there are made to think that they are there, and things which are made to believe that they are not there. So this is a hypnosis of Maya. For example, there is a relationship and the person knows that this is useless, but the person is made to think that this is the only true relation. And he tries to deepen that relation and is trapped. In a similar manner, there is a true relationship, but he is made to think that this will not help. And he is made to go away. And that happens in the lives of so many Brahmins. They give up Jnana. Probably they think something else is more important than this. So that is also ideomotor responsiveness. Then the fifth is effortless imagination. Effortless imagination, whatever you give him, he starts imagining in hypnosis. Whatever you tell him, if you tell him that you are cow, so he will have very easily, he will easily believe that he is cow and he will start behaving like cow, the person who is mesmerized. So here also, effortless negative imaginations, effortless vicious imagination, sensual fantasies, all these things happen. The next is, which we discussed last time, somnambulism, sleepwalking. Person is asleep and yet walking. Walking even during sleep. So this is something which is sort of impossible activity, but that happens. So here also, Maya induces sleep and then in that stage of sleep we do everything. Doing Amrit Vela, listening Murli, doing Seva, but everything in sleep. Everything is going on in sleep stage. Everything is just as if superficial. Just, it's a routine activity. There's no deeper realization within. So that's sort of somnambulism. The next is time distortion. Time expansion and time contraction. Time is a relative thing. One very good thing about Paramdham, about soul world, there is no time and there is no space. There is no time and there is no space. You should remember this word, this line during doing yoga. I have entered the sanctuary of Paramdham and here now there is no time. Is there any watch in Paramdham showing the timing? Shivaba, I have to go now. Because somebody should tell him, no, your time has come, run. Now you have to go. See, the confluence age is about to start and the world is in the stage of deterioration and that Brahma is already there, incarnated. So enter his body. Your time is there. So, but there is no time. There is no watch. No sand clock. Nothing in soul world. So that area is beyond time and beyond space. Is there any space? East, west, north, south? Nothing. So this is a very good statement. And everyone should remember, now I entered into this area of Paramdham and there is no time here. Timelessness, spacelessness, egolessness, bodylessness, no elements, no five elements, no time, no sound, no movements. You can make a huge big list of no of Paramdham. What all things are no. No light of sun, no light of moon, no stars, no light of stars, no air. One thing you can take. No sound, no air. Nothing like that. No gravitational force. So, and everything related to body. No body means no relations of body. No body means no religions of body. No body means no temptation of body, no indulgence of body. Everything which is related to body is not there in Paramdham. So remember this statement. And these will help you get stabilized in that oval shaped, that sweet home. And to stay there for a longer time. So, effortless imagine, we were discussing about time distortion. So when somebody is hypnotized, he is made to think that time is very less or time is too much. Just as I said, time is a relative phenomenon. If a mother and a child is sick, the time is very much big. But if the friend comes and there is a lot of joy, then we feel such a small time. It just passed in two ticks. So, time distortion can happen because of hypnosis, and Maya does that. What Maya does is, it tells you that there is a lot of time to do efforts, purushartha. And there is such a little time for enjoyment. When you will enjoy? Half of the kalpa you are doing all the other activities, bhakti and everything. But when is the time for enjoyment? So eat, drink and be merry. Yesterday one my brother from Gyansaro was telling, in the bhakti mark there is Shok Vatika, cottage of sorrow. In the Gyan mark Baba talks about Ashok Vatika, where there is no sorrow. And you are going to that life. But for Brahmins, there is Chok Vatika, where they are busy in frying things and making them all the tasty things. So that is known as Chok Vatika. kitchen work. They are busy. There is a poha which is made there. But they are not happy with that poha. They want some more things to be put. Baba's remembrance, because they do not believe that these mothers would have made that in Baba's remembrance. They doubt the remembrance of mothers who are making that. So they want to make in pure, unadulterate, avyabhichari remembrance of Baba. New, but when we are making it, we will try to make it with more oil, more of potatoes and more of what? More of chilies and more of ingredients and more of spices. So there is a Shok Vatika and Ashok Vatika, and for Brahmins there is a Chok Vatika. So this is a new Vatika which has been created by Brahmins, where they experiment with lot many things. There is a rice there, but you have that should come in the Chok Vatika, and that becomes all the more tasty with added Baba's love and remembrance. Yeah. So that is a remix. This is known as remix. Songs are there, but now you want remix. So these are the new things they create. So where is the time to enjoy? Brahmin life is for enjoyment. So enjoy, eat, drink and be merry. So this is what is known as time distortion. Maya tells you there is no time. You are wasting your time in all this purushartha. When you will enjoy Brahmin life? Baba said, Baba doesn't like efforts. Baba wants you to become effort-free, carefree emperor. We are those carefree emperors. So let us enjoy things. So there is time distortion. Then eighth is age regression. Age regression is one component of hypnosis where person goes into the past and feels those events of the past are happening now. All the vicious memories and everything, he feels they are now. So this is known as age regression. And one more related to that is revivification. Revivification means whatever that is happening now, he feels they are not happening now, they are the things of the past. These are all mental distortions. If suppose this thing is happening, they will feel this has not happened now, this is of the thing of the past. If you sit in psychiatric OPD, you will see all these things. Hundreds of people coming with so many different complaints, we are shocked sometimes to see that Brahmins, they are having all such things. Such diverse of symptoms, and which they have never said till now to anybody. But they are suffering from that. They believe something to be like this and they believe something to be like this. So these all things are there. There are patients who see, we see they are totally, they feel self-victimized. I have done this, I have done this, I have done this. They have not got rid of that guilt feeling. So, and that is no crime at all. But still they have guilt consciousness. So these are all, you know, what Maya is doing. Then one more is translogic. Translogic means that logic is gone and person is whatever he suggested, he believes. This is the hypnotism of Maya. That logic, you can't think only. That ability to judge, to discern, to discriminate, to understand, all this is gone or is made less. This is known as translogic, and this is a door for that increased susceptibility. So these few things are related to each other. Then 11th is detachment. In hypnosis, you can make the person to get detached from the surrounding. You can make the person get detached from the surrounding. He is unaware of what is happening. And whatever you tell him, you start telling him, do like this. So he will start doing like this, like this. Yes, they are. And Maya is even more powerful than them. So, we have seen one person, though it was not hypnosis, but something related to that, that one lady was admitted, whole night she was doing like this, without tiring, without getting fatigued, whole night like this. Kept on doing whole night, and no matter how hard you try to do, stop her, she would not be stopped. So, such things are happening. So, detachment means, what is happening round, you get detached from that. You can make the person detached. So Maya makes her detached from this surrounding and make us enter into some other world of imagination. Then amnesia is total forgetfulness. Maya makes us forget all things, all the inheritance, all the fortunes, all the attainments of Sangam Yuga. Then suggestibility, which we already saw last time. Then there is something known as hypnotic analgesia and anesthesia. There is a pain, but if you give hypnosis, the person forgets that there is a pain. And he can induce anesthesia. And there is one more, glove anesthesia. This glove and stocking anesthesia. Hands, they get hypnotized. No pain. You apply fire. Person doesn't feel the fire. After he comes out of the hypnosis, then he will start having pain. You prick him with needles and anything. Nothing. That is a force of hypnosis. Mind is so much detached from that thing. Like Jagdish Bhai had given one example. A person is there and he is lost thinking, and an elephant has passed. Then Mahut, what is known as Mahavat in English, that person comes who is a caretaker of the elephant. He comes and asks him, have you seen the elephant? He says, no. Elephant has gone from in front of his eyes and he is not sleeping. He is awake. But he has not seen. Why? Because he is lost. He is lost in his own thoughts. So that is, you know, when one is lost, we do not see things. It is not eyes that see. Eyes just are the windows. It is the soul that sees. So in the similar manner here, there is a glove and stocking anesthesia. You can detach your mind from the physical organ. That happens with the, so that's why it is known as hypnotherapy. Hypnosis is used as a treatment in medicine. But Maya also hypnotizes us in a different manner, where we become numb to sensations or suggestions of God. And then there is a change in the capacity for volitional activity. Volition means willpower. You manipulated person A is hypnotizing B, he can manipulate the willpower of B. Even the willpower can be manipulated. Willpower can be made to become very strong or to degrade to a very abysmal level. Zero in willpower. No willpower to do anything. And heightened willpower that I have to do it. So anything can be made. So Maya makes us our willpower to go down. And we lose the willpower to do anything. And the last two are, then there is one more which I had seen told a lot, saying automatic writing. You write anything and you don't know what you are writing. Sending out any SMS and later on repenting what I have written. So automatic writing. Then there is a release of inhibitions. Release of inhibitions means all the inhibitions, social inhibitions are there. Those are gone. I remember once in our OPD one patient came and he took out all his clothes and started dancing. So these are social inhibitions. A psychiatric patient, they do anything. They will do anything. One patient said, come here. He was doing like this. When we went for the round, he said, come here. They dance, they shout, they do anything. They hit. They will hit the staff, they will hit the doctors, they do anything. Psychiatric patients are very, very difficult to control. They require very high doses of medicines. So, this is also like that. All the inhibitions are released and person goes uncontrolled. That's what Maya does to souls. Forget all the maryadas and Srimat and go uninhibited. And the last two are catalepsy and dissociation. This catalepsy is making the body rigid. Like in tetanus, person becomes rigid like this, opisthotonus, inverted. Very stiff body. But in hypnosis also such a thing can happen. And some of the spiritual, you know, those musts, and they also develop some sweating and something happens, religious fervor. So they develop all this catalepsy. So even such a thing can be induced by hypnosis. And last is dissociation. Dissociation is very much similar to detachment. You are made to dissociate from the surrounding. If I hypnotize you, you don't feel you are here. I can give any suggestion. If I tell you are in France, you will feel I am in France. You can make him go anywhere. So, you know, these are some of the things, a magic spell cast by Maya. So, Maya is very strong. We have to know, don't think that it is powerless. But yes, then we have Almighty Father with us. And with His, in front of His Father, she is nothing. But also, Baba says, you must not think that your enemy is very weak. She is very strong. Very, very strong. But this, your boss, your Ustad, he is also Samarth. He is also strong. If you give up his hand, you are in the hands of demons. Om Shanti.